I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben Steele, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ben, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, Bill. Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, I tell you what, between Howard and Hauser, both Hausers last night, John, all big nights last evening, and they win pretty much going away. Not much, only 7 points from the bench last night, but this team seems to be in quite a rhythm right now, especially Marcus Howard.
Yeah, and the thing with this team, too, is that it's so much more than Marcus Howard. I mean, Marcus Howard by himself would carry a decent team, but other guys are starting to step up. You saw last week when Marcus went out with a back injury against Georgetown, Sam Hauser stepped in. He had two of the best games of his Marquette career last week. And then yesterday, Theo John, stepped up big time, especially on the offensive end. He's always been a good defensive guy, but yesterday he showed his offensive abilities. So yeah, it's a deeper team than just Marcus Howard.
Marcus Howard, what I found interesting yesterday was watching him play early on in that game. He had quite a few assists. I think he ended the game with 9, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But he had quite a few assists early on. He then, as the game wound down, 13 of his 23 points came later, 11 free throws in the final 6 minutes. That's when you look for leaders, you look at things and go, okay, who's going to step up when the kind of the chips are down and you're really trying to kind of put one away? And that's what he did last night. But he was a team player all throughout that ball game last evening.
Yeah, I think he definitely made a concerted effort to kind of get more guys involved, especially at the beginning of the game yesterday, like you mentioned. And, you know, he didn't shoot that. He only shot 10 shots last night, if I'm correct. And, you know, usually he gets about 20. So, he made a couple really nice passes. Still had 8 turnovers, which is a bit of an issue. That's probably the biggest issue for this Marquette team is turning the ball over a lot. But, yeah, at the end of the game, if you got a lead and the other team's fouling and Marcus Howard has the ball, he's a 90% free throw shooter. He's not going to miss many, and he made 15 of 15 last night, just most of them down the stretch too, to kind of seal off that victory.
Marquette 6-1 in the conference, 17-3 overall. Now Villanova ranked lower than them, but right now leading the conference, sitting at 6-0, and everybody else is under 500 when it comes to conference play. DePaul having kind of a nice season. It's something that's good to see DePaul kind of bounce back a little bit from so many years of just being the doormat there. But still, how good is the Big East if you're looking at DePaul being the third best team with a sub-500 record in the conference?
Yeah, it's kind of shaken out the way we kind of thought at the beginning of the year that Marquette and Villanova would be the two teams up top, and then just chaos after that. So if you're looking at NCAA tournament resume wise, after those two, after Marquette and Villanova, man, St. John's is struggling a bit, but they have a pretty good case. DePaul, like you mentioned, is a lot better than people thought, but they still made a couple signature victories. Creighton struggled. Seton Hall had some good non-conference victories, but they stumbled a little bit here of late, so it's just chaos, Bill. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of it after Marquette and Villanova.
Yeah, then you take a team that's been to the Final Four and Xavier, and obviously they lose their head coach. They lose some of their frontline starters. They're a team that's down. That's actually next up on the docket because they're going to be taking on Marquette coming up on this weekend. And they're going to be Xavier, if I'm not mistaken, Marquette is on the road. That's a game that's going to be down at the Cintas Center, correct?
Yep, correct.
They're going to gear up for that one because that could then be one of their signature wins if they're going to have a real shot at getting into the tournament. The only other team that they're going to play that's any significance is going to be Villanova late in February. So if they're going to have any kind of a signature win, this is going to be it. They know, and a buddy of mine lives down there, they know they're gearing up for this one. They're coming off of 2 straight losses. They lost to 10 to Villanova and ended up getting beat by Providence by a couple at home. So this one's going to be a big one for them this weekend.
Yeah, and that's going to be a thing with Marquette now that Marquette's the highest ranked Villanova's undefeated in conference, but Marquette's the highest ranked Big East team, so they're going to get everyone's best shot because all those teams that we mentioned, they're going to want those signature victories to kind of pad their resume a bit for the NCAA tournament. And yeah, that starts with Xavier Saturday. They're going to be coming for Marquette.
So how good is Marquette in your eyes? I mean, we were sitting here at the beginning of the season thinking between them and the Badgers, we're talking about NCAA tournament teams, we're talking about maybe Sweet 16 teams, but the expectation seems to be rising for Marquette. This could be an Elite Eight. Hell, this could be a Final Four the way they can play.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was thinking about this last night talking with a few people. There's still room for improvement with this team. I mentioned the turnovers that they've struggled with. They had 19 yesterday. So that's kind of held their offense back a little bit. And they still haven't, I still don't think they've put together a complete game yet this season, which is crazy to say that they're, you know, 17-3 and 6-1 in the Big East. But they still haven't had that full game. Maybe the Buffalo game is probably the closest they've been, and that was, you know, mostly just Marcus Howard going nuclear in the second half in that game. But I still think this Marquette team has a little bit of improvement left in it.
So talk about Wojo and recruiting and the way this team is starting to get a little more publicity. I'm seeing them more on highlight reels. I'm seeing them more on SportsCenter. What does this do, not only for this upcoming season, obviously, which is what we're all paying attention to, but what's in the pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, they're set up to be good next season. I mean, they're only losing Matt Helt, who isn't playing that much. And Joseph Chartouni, who's the grad transfer that sort of just, you know, plays 10 minutes a game and as a backup ball handler. So most of the team will be back next season. Now, we could talk about Marcus Howard's NBA career. That's a whole, you know, that's a whole hour-long segment. I don't think we want to go into that. But most of the team will be back next year, so it'll be pretty loaded. But then the year after that, that's going to be the key recruiting class for Wojo, because after next season, they lose Marcus Howard, loses Sam Hauser, loses Sakar Anum, loses Ed Morrow Jr. So that's four key contributors and the two biggest contributors for the team. So that's going to be the key recruiting class. So this whole run that they're on this year and get more publicity, that should only help them in recruiting that key class for Wojo.
Great stuff, Ben. We certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. Should be a big weekend taking on Xavier down at the Cintas Center, and we'll talk to you as the tournament gets here too, okay?
Cool, man. I'm here whenever you need me.
Appreciate it, pal. Man. Absolutely. Right, thanks, man. So much. There you go. Ben Steele, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us for a couple of minutes. By the way, you can find him on Twitter at Ben Steele, STEELEMJS. Ben Steele, MJS on Twitter. Track his stuff down there. And if you are a Marquette Golden Eagle fan or just a college basketball fan and you want to follow him, go ahead and do so, because good read, good stuff right there. And thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.